This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Indonesian rescue workers were racing Tuesday to reach people still trapped under rubble after an earthquake devastated a West Java town a day earlier, killing at least 162 people and injuring hundreds as officials warned the death toll may rise. Many of the people killed were children, with more than 300 injured. And it was a warning that some residents remain trapped in isolated places. The epicenter of the shallow 5.6 magnitude quake was close to one town of Cianjur, where one resident told Reuters that at least six of his relatives are still unaccounted for. The United States and its allies on Monday strongly condemned North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic missile test and called for action to limit its nuclear and missile programs. At a United Nations Security Council meeting, UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says North Korea's ICBM launch was the latest in the North's ongoing torrid run of missile tests.
63 times this year, the DPRK has flagrantly violated Security Council resolutions and attempted to undermine the global nonproliferation regime. 63 times this year, the DPRK has shown an utter disregard for the safety and security of the region and a complete lack of respect to this council.
Russia and China opposed any new measure and sanctions on Pyongyang. Thomas Greenfield told an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council Monday that the Biden administration will circulate a proposed presidential statement that would condemn North Korea's launches and call for Pyongyang to abide by UN sanctions. This is VOA News. Ukrainian authorities have begun evacuating civilians from recently liberated sections of the Kherson and Mykolaiv regions, fearing that the lack of heat, power, and water due to Russian shelling will make living conditions too difficult this winter. The World Health Organization concurred, warning that millions face a life-threatening winter in Ukraine. Authorities urge residents of the two southern regions to move to safer areas in the central and western parts of the country, especially because of the shelling near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Shernikova says is quite significant.
It's important to understand that before the full-scale invasion and at the beginning of this full-scale war, Ukraine was exporting electricity to Europe. And it's important to understand that if the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is not operating, if we imagine this situation, Ukraine will not be able to continue this export. And if we imagine that it is a nuclear accident, this would not only affect Ukraine, this would affect a big part of Europe, Russia as well. And also we never know how the wind will blow, because if the wind blows to the side of Europe, then big part of Europe is affected. So this is an extremely risky situation that we are at.
Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Shinnikova. A lone gunman has entered a military base in Somalia and killed at least three Kenyan peacekeepers. The attack Monday was the latest by extremist fighters who opposed the presence of foreigners in the Horn of Africa nation. A Kenyan military said the gunman fired his rifle indiscriminately, injuring five other soldiers before he was gunned down. The attack took place at the Sirira Forward operating base near the border with Kenya. Al-Shabaab, through its media, confirmed it had carried out the attack. Australia's parliament has passed bilateral free trade agreements with India and Britain, leaving those partner nations to bring the deals into force. Australia needs to diversify its exports from the troubled Chinese market, and Britain has had to forge new bilateral trade relations since it left the European Union. The bills easily passed the House of Representatives on Monday, and the Senate made them law on Tuesday. The deals need to be ratified by the respective British and Indian parliaments before they take effect. Neither nation has yet done that. The deals would come into force 30 days after countries have advised each other in writing that the supporting legislation has been passed by their parliaments. The Dominican Republic is saying they're profusely rejecting criticism of its crackdown on Haitian migrants from a growing number of countries and human rights agencies. The authorities ramped up border enforcement and deportation of Haitians.